Welcome to Cool Kids Cook with Kid Chef Eliana. Get ready to explore the foodie world with one of the youngest published cookbook authors. We'll share tips, techniques, recipes, and speak to some of the world's top chefs. Now, here's your host, Chef Eliana.
Welcome to the program, Cool Kids Cook, on the Voice America Kids Network. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, a cookbook author, foodie, and your show host. Here's what's happening with me. My best friend Caroline spent the night and helped us with a huge organizing project. Tune in for more. And Culinary Arts at NOCA, we've been talking all about nutrition, so we whipped up some delicious and nutritious dishes. More on that later. Now I'm thrilled to introduce our special guest, Dean Chef Romilly Newman. Inspired by the Food Network, Romilly taught herself how to cook at the age of 10. At 11, Romilly started a food blog called Little Girl in the Kitchen. That same year, she was invited onto the CBS Early Show, as well as the show Foodography on Food Network. In 2012, Romilly spoke at the Swedish American Chamber of Commerce's From Farm to Fork event, along with Marcus Samuelsson, for the King and Queen of Sweden. Romilly also appeared on the Food Network's hit show Chopped earlier that year. At 14, Romilly traveled to Morocco, which acted as a great source of inspiration. Romilly now prides herself on incorporating Moroccan flavors and concepts into her own cooking and educating others on the art of Middle Eastern cuisine. In 2013, Romilly was written about in New York Magazine as one of the teen chefs with adult taste and ambition. This past fall, Romilly appeared on the Today Show promoting a Teen Vogue article titled Generation Foodie, in which she was featured. She resides in New York City. Romilly, thank you so much for being a guest on the show. Welcome to Cool Kids Cook.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And you know, it's funny, I was actually in the same Teen Vogue article as you, so it was great to see both of us in there.
I know, I've been reading about you for so long. I'm glad to finally talk to you.
And same to you. Well, like you, I started my cooking career with a food blog. So what made you decide to blog about food?
I was really interested in food from a very young age. And another thing that I was really interested in was talking to people about food and sharing my love of food with others. So a food blog seemed like a really easy progression. I could write about what I was cooking, share photos and recipes. And, you know, I mean, it really just started as a diary-like format. I mean, I really wasn't expecting to have a lot of people read it. So it was just a creative outlet.
You know, it's funny, my food blog just kind of started like that, too. My mom is a children's book author, and she decided that for, you know, as a summer project, I should create a food blog since I loved, you know, talking about food, and I was just so crazy about it. So she's like, well, why don't you, you know, write it? And, you know, it didn't really, you know, matter, like, who read it or whatever. I just wanted to write about it, and I did it all the time. It was never like, okay, you have to write something. I was just always doing it. And then all of a sudden, it just became a thing, and I was just like, wow, I should, you know, just keep doing this. And now it's become, you know, my whole website and everything, and I do blogs all the time. So it just kind of started like yours as a creative outlet, which is really cool.
Exactly. It's very similar to my story.
Yes, yes. Now, how did having a food blog turn into a full-time job, especially at age 11?
I was very lucky. Like I said, I didn't expect for people to really even read it. That's not what I set out to do. So once people started to visit my blog and comment and send me emails, you know, it only fueled me to post more and only made me more excited because, you know, it seemed as if I was getting through to people and they were picking up on the passion that I had. So, you know, one thing led to another and it just became increasingly more popular. And then I started with videos, cooking tutorials, and, you know, it just all turned into something much bigger than I thought it would, but it's been great. I love it.
That's funny. I mean, I feel like our stories kind of are almost the same, how you started with the food blog, and so did I, and then we both did cooking tutorials, which is what I, you know, that's kind of crazy. I did the same thing. My sister suggested that I do cooking tutorials, so I, you know, take it onto YouTube, and I was like, well, why not? And then I just started doing it, and I was just like, oh my gosh, this is so fun. And then I just thought, well, I love doing it so much. And then I just started to say, like, I want to have my own TV show. So that's what I'm really working towards right now.
Exactly. Yeah, it's very, very similar to my, my story.
Now, I actually learned how to cook from my family, and now I'm in a Johnson & Wales Culinary Arts program at New Orleans Center for the Creative Arts. So who taught you how to cook, and why was the Food Network such an inspiration to you?
I think the Food Network was such a big inspiration to me because no one in my family can really cook, so I'm completely self-taught. And while, you know, my mother is French and she loves food and everyone in my family really cares about food and it's a family of foodies, no one could really act as an inspiration because no one cooked. So I would turn on the TV and tune to the Food Network because it was all these people who were really passionate about food and seemed to have all the same interest as I do. And, you know, just talked about food in such a way that it just seemed so inviting and so exciting that, I mean, I was completely hooked, and I would sit there watching it and really just thought, okay, that's what I want to do with my life.
Wow, that's awesome. You know, I kind of did that too, where I would go on TV and, you know, watch the different food shows and cooking shows, and I would just like stare at the TV and I was just like, oh my gosh, that food looks so amazing. And I would get inspired by that and say, oh my gosh, Mom, can we make something like this, or I want to do something similar. And I would get inspired by that. And but it's different because my family, we actually love to cook together, so that's, I guess it's something different since your family didn't really cook at all. My family, we cook all the time, and yeah, we still do that. We love having family gatherings and everything like that. So, but one of my inspirations was definitely like watching the cooking shows and reading like food magazines, and I like to go through cookbooks and all kinds of things. I also, like, now I like to go on, like, social media, and I just like to scroll through all, like, the food, you know, posts that I'm looking. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that looks so amazing. I totally want to make that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I do that, too, all the time.
Oh, yeah, I know. I just love going on my phone or my laptop and just scrolling through Instagram or Twitter or whatever, and I'm just, like, my mouth is watering. I'm just like, oh, my gosh, this is making me hungry.
Yeah. It's
now,
hard to resist.
Oh, I know, it really is. Now, speaking of the Food Network, isn't it just amazing that you've been featured on the television network that inspired you? I mean, can you please tell our listeners how you were cast for both Foodography and Chopped?
Yeah, it was definitely a surreal experience. I was approached by the Food Network for both of those. And, you know, it was, Foodography was quite early on in my cooking career, so I can't even express how exciting it was at the time. I had, you know, spent all my time watching the Food Network and just really aspired to be like all of those chefs on the network who inspired me. So to be asked to do a segment on Foodography was an amazing, amazing offer and experience. And the same goes with Chopped. So I feel really lucky.
Oh, awesome. So what kind of things did you do on Foodography?
Foodography, the episode was focused solely on food blogging and how the culinary world is very much influenced by the internet. So that episode, I just talked about my blog and how I started cooking and what inspired me, and I cooked a Moroccan stew. So it was a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh, that sounds delicious. That's totally awesome. I mean, it really, you know, the internet really has kind of shaped, you know, cooking, the food industry and the culinary industry together, you know, all together, because there's just so many things going on. I know, like, right now, food delivery apps are totally in, and there's just so many things that you can, you know, order online and just look online for recipes. Before, you'd have to, you know, pull out cookbooks or go to the library and search the things, but now it's just right at your fingertips.
Exactly, yeah, it's great.
All right, awesome. Well, start food blog while we take a quick break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
do you want to do? Are you interested in the performing arts? If so, make sure you tune in to the Angel and Harmony Show. Angel and Harmony have experience singing, acting, and performing in general, and want to help you live out your dreams of the future. Whether you are interested in acting, modeling, dancing, or singing, this is the show for you. We'll even give you the scoop on being behind the scenes if you're a little shy. The Angel and Harmony Show is heard live every Thursday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for an on-air community where teens talk and the world listens? Tune in to Express Yourself, an entertaining adolescent fusion radio program where passion and possibility populate the airwaves. Our vivacious teen hosts and star-studded field reporters from around the country offer stimulating segments and invigorating viewpoints connecting with the world campus of young people. We'll talk with cool celebrities, exhilarating experts, and tenacious teens with experience. Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. Express yourself.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana. Let's continue our interview with Teen Chef Romilly Newman. Now, I love Middle Eastern food, and za'atar is definitely one of my favorite spice blends, and I really enjoy cooking in my tagine. And I know that you traveled to Morocco, so how did traveling to Morocco inspire you to educate people about Middle Eastern food?
I went to Morocco a few years back, and I was just so inspired by the food, the culture, the spices, everything about it. And it's really greatly influenced all of my cooking, and so it only seemed natural for me to try to, you know, share with my readers my love for Moroccan food. And, you know, all my dishes have some kind of Moroccan influence, even if they're not, you know, Moroccan dishes per se. They all have, you know, maybe a Moroccan technique or a Moroccan spice or just similar flavor profiles. So I'm just very inspired by Moroccan food. So it seems only right to share it with others.
Oh, yes, totally. I love those flavors. They're just so delicious. They're just so many different, like, depth of flavors in the cuisine, and it's just really, really awesome.
Exactly.
Now, yes, now let's find out more about you personally. Romilly, what's your favorite dish to cook, and what's your favorite dish to eat?
You know, it's very hard for me to answer. I think it changes all the time, so there's not one dish that I like to cook more than others, and I don't have a signature dish, but it changes seasonally. So in the summer, I like to cook a lot of, you know, whole roasted fishes and very fresh, light, seasonal food. And in the winter, more stewed dishes and root vegetables and whatnot. So, I mean, I think my food is just very seasonally focused. So I can't really choose a favorite dish, but I can say that, you know, it depends where I'm at.
Yeah, same with me. I mean, I do have, like, my favorite food of all time, which is tacos. But other than that, yeah. I love to just see what's in season, what's fresh, see what my garden is growing, and just kind of go from there to create new dishes.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Yes. Now, can you share with our listeners your funniest or most disastrous food memory?
You know, I've got to say that my most disastrous food memory is probably overcooking my salmon on Shabbos, because although, I mean, I've probably done more horrendous mistakes in the kitchen, it's just one thing that I'll never quite be able to live down, and it seems so simple, and, you know, something, I mean, I tend to never overcook things. I have a huge fear of overcooking things, so the fact that I overcooked that salmon has stuck with me forever, and, you know, a lot of people make fun of me for it, but in good spirits.
Wow. Well, I mean, you still, you know, did a great job on Chopped. And, I mean, look where you are now. It's not like that one mistake, you know, totally messed up everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you always learn from your mistakes. So, and I guess, you know, it was just, you had a certain, like, time constraint, and it's just, like, so much pressure, and you're just kind of like, oh, I have to do this and that, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, the salmon! I forgot!
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm not used to cooking under such strict time constraints, and, you know, it's much different to be cook with, you know, five cameras following you than just in your kitchen, so it definitely took some getting used to, and I was much younger then, so I think I probably would have hopefully a different outcome now.
Yeah, I mean, you're definitely a lot more experienced than you now than you were back then.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, let's talk about unusual foods. What's the most unusual food you've ever eaten? Is there a food you would never eat again?
You know, I tend to be very adventurous with my food. I love to try new things, and there are a few things that really can shy me away. I don't know what the most adventurous thing I've ever eaten is. I don't know. I know you're from New Orleans. I've had alligator, which was, at the time, seemed kind of crazy. I don't know. But, I mean, I love all food, so I'm really eager to try crazy dishes.
Oh, yes, me too. Yeah, alligator is definitely something we have here, and it's delicious. You know, as are so many other things here. But yeah, there's so many foods that I love to eat. I don't know, one of my favorites is probably cabrito, which is baby goat.
And oh, I love cabrito, yeah.
Oh, it's so delicious. I had it at this place called Mi Tierra, and it was just fantastic. And ever since then, I was just like, oh my gosh, when I see that on the menu, that's like, I'm going to get that.
I know. It's great. I love it so much.
It's really great. Yeah, it is. And I think another one would probably be like swordfish. I had that one time, and it was awesome. It was amazing. And I was so like, just like, I don't know what it's going to taste like. Is it going to be super fishy or what? But it wasn't. It was kind of reminded me like a tuna steak, I would say. It was like,
yes,
really
very meaty.
Yes, as I say, very
flavor.
Totally. It's not like fishy or anything. It just kind of melts in your mouth. It's so good.
Exactly. Yeah, it's great.
Now, what advice do you have for kids who have a dream?
I think the biggest thing, and as cliche this might sound, it's just very important to really just go for it. And, you know, I mean, if you have a passion and you feel like you know something about that passion and you have something to share, then you should really just pursue that, because I think I've been incredibly lucky and people have really responded to what I've done, but I just kind of did what I like to do, and, you know, and I got, and people responded well to it. But I think the most important thing that I've learned from that was to just not shy away from putting myself out there or sharing my passion with others. And that's just the best advice I can give.
Yes, I totally agree. You really have to just be yourself and be who you are and just let it shine. And then all of a sudden it's just like, oh my gosh, you know, all these great things are happening and all these awesome things, you know, are going on. So I love that.
Exactly.
Now, when you're not busy cooking, what's your favorite pastime?
I love to write, and I also love to write about food, so I guess that kind of goes hand in hand. But, I know I like to spend time with my friends. I don't know. I don't have one thing that I do instead of cooking, but I just love to, you know, have fun.
Well, so do I. I know. Yeah. It almost feels like we, like, live and breathe cooking.
Exactly. So it's nice to kind of unwind.
Yes, totally. Like, I just love hanging out with my friends or listening to some music, reading a good book, or just watching a movie, but usually I probably fall asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, lastly, here's a wacky, off-the-wall food question I ask all of my chefs. If you could cook with anyone in the world, past or present, with whom would you cook and why?
I think I would cook with Julia Child because she's been just so influential in my life. She's a female chef who was very out there, very quirky, very just stay true to herself, and she became so so successful and so inspirational. And she just had, you know, I don't know. Once I started watching her when I was younger, I just became completely obsessed with her. And I think she'd be a very fun person to cook with.
She does seem like a very fun person. She'll make a mistake and she's just like, oh, well, you know, things happen. She's just totally like a normal person. But at the same time, she's just this amazing person that everyone remembers now.
And I really admire that trait.
Oh, yes, me too. Well, thank you so much, Romilly, for being a guest on Cool Kids Cook.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure. Well, you've shown us that dreams can become reality and that food can be the ticket to exploring the world. If you want to find out more about Romilly Newman and her food adventures, visit KidChefEliana.com for all the links. I'm inspired to cook in my tagine again while we take a break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about four times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel. At 14, you've become a teenager and are ready to move on to the next phase of your years. The squeals and screams are replaced by slightly less squeals and screams, and you're expected to act a little more grown up. Tune in to Life at 14 for the answers and support you need to get through this time in your life. Your hosts have some amazing life experiences, and because of this, they have the know-how to get you ready for what's next. Life at 14, Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Kids channel.
does indie mean? It's short for independent. What does that mean? Whatever you want it to mean. When you are indie, you don't just go with the flow. You set the pace. Indie can mean a style of music, dress, or just a way of life. It's what sets you apart from the rest of the crowd. Everybody has a little bit of indie in them. It's beautiful. It's cool. It's you. Tune in to Indie on Voice America Kids, live every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Time. If you don't feel indie yet, make it a part of you.
We didn't invent Kid Talk. We perfected it, and at a very young age. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for a show about your favorite movies, stars, and DVD releases? Get ready for Kids First Coming Attractions on the Voice America Kids channel. Your hosts, all eight of them, have been selected by Kids First as film critics through a national competition. Each week, they will preview new movies before you see them, walk the red carpet with the stars, and will review the latest DVDs. Our hosts range from ages 7 to 14 to give you a wider kids' perspective. Kids First Coming Attractions is heard every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Kids.
You're listening to Voice America Kids. Real kids, real talk radio.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. It's time for a tisket, a tasket, what's inside my basket? Today's secret ingredient is thyme. Let's talk about thyme. Thyme is a perennial plant, and it can survive for over 2 years in the wild. Thyme has white, yellow, or purple flowers. Leaves and flowers are used as spices for soups, stews, and sauces, and they can be used fresh or dried for all kinds of dishes. Thyme was used for soothing of the wounds and for the prevention of infections in the past. Here is a recipe for toad in a hole. This is an easy weeknight dinner meal, and it's just really yummy, and I love it. Ingredients: 6 eggs, 1.5 cups of whole milk, 2 cups of all-purpose flour, pinch of salt, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 6 pork sausages, and sprigs of thyme. Preheat oven to 425 degrees. In a large bowl, whisk together eggs and milk. Whisk in flour and salt until smooth. In a large oven-proof skillet, heat olive oil over medium heat. Brown sausages on all sides. Turn off heat and pour in batter evenly. Add sprigs of thyme and bake for 25 to 30 minutes or until sides have risen and center has set. Serves 4 to 6. You can find all of these recipes on my website, kidchefeliana.com. If you have a secret ingredient you'd like me to talk about, you can email me at eliana@kidchefeliana.com or call me use toll-free number 888-721-5915. Leave me your first name, where you're calling from, and your question. Maybe your suggestion will air on a future episode. You're listening to Cool Kids Cook. It's time for foodie news. I'll give you an update on new food trends, cool cooking info, and the occasional strange food story. Food delivery apps are taking over San Francisco. The food culture is changing there. Some of the apps include Postmates, Sprig, Spoon Rocket, Caviar, and Munchery. Postmates is a new merchant program that sees the on-demand delivery service partnering with participating restaurants. Sprig's app allows users to order lunch and dinner off a limited chef-driven menu that's made in-house with delivery time in under 20 minutes. Spoon Rocket is an inexpensive healthy meal service that offers users a choice of 4 rotating menu items per day with delivery promised in 10 minutes or less. So that's pretty fast. And Caviar is a delivery service that partners with top-tier restaurants that normally don't offer their food to go. And Munchery offers meals that are cooked by in-house chefs and delivered chilled for reheating and eating later. Food Network is casting for Rachel Ray's Kids Cook-Off. They're looking for kids 9 to 13 in the U.S. who dream of having their own cooking show. You can apply now at js kidsfasting.com for the chance of a lifetime and grand prize that will kickstart the culinary career of one talented kid chef. Want to know where to eat tacos in New Orleans? I know I do. Here's a few to check out. Del Fuego Taqueria, Johnny Sanchez Nola, Araña, Misala Cocina, Casa Bodega, La Cocinita Food Truck, and Taco Loco. The list could go on and on, especially since tacos are my favorite food, but I can't possibly name them all. Well, that's this week's foodie news. Hey, kid foodies, I'd love to hear from you. Tweet me, I'm @KidChefElianna. Send me your questions and ideas, and we'll connect. I'm also Eliana Cook's fan page on Facebook. On Instagram and Pinterest, I'm KidChefElianna. So, you know where to find me. You're listening to Cool Kids Cook on the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for The Cookbook Shelf. In this segment, I'll review the latest cookbooks and share it with you. Today's cookbook is Fresh, Fast, and Fabulous, a collection of simple, satisfying meals from Sam's Club's members and culinary partners by Sam's Club. Now, this cookbook has plenty of meals and entertaining ideas that are easy to prepare and a delight to share. Most of the recipes can be made in 8 ingredients or less, which is really neat. And the book is even categorized into different, like, one of the sections is all about tips that make food prep and storage simple. And then there's all kinds of other sections like small bites, big flavor. So it has all kinds of starters and things that are really easy to make. There's warm weather entrees, sauces, rubs, and marinades, a movable feast that brings the flavor with portable crowd pleasers. So I guess things like that are on sticks or just things that are really easy to, you know, that are portable, easy to move around with. And there's even Life is Sweet. So, of course, that's the desserts. And Coolers and Quenchers, which would be all the different, like, beverages and smoothies, things like that. But just really great. And it looks so, so delicious. I love that in the Making It Simple tips, there's all kinds of things about, like is making the cut. So there's all kinds of different cuts of meat in here. Like, it tells you about strip steak, top sirloin steak, flank steak, top round, brisket, ribeye steak, bone-in short rib. There's everything. There's even stuff about tuna, salmon, rack of lamb, shrimp, pork butt shoulders, pork back ribs, and boneless pork tenderloin, and pretty much all kinds of different cuts of meat. There's even all about, like, grilling in here, and it's just really delicious. And the pictures just look so good. They make me want to eat the food right out of the book. But of course you can't. But I wish I could. I mean, that would be so amazing. but I just love that, and I love the different sections. And they're even color coded, which is really neat. So you can see on the side, like, if you go to the orange section, it's all warm weather entrees, and all the purple is Life is Sweet. All the green is a movable feast, so it's really great. Well, I also had quite an awesome weekend, I should say. My best friend Caroline spent the night, and it's funny that whenever my best friend spends a night, like, whenever Caroline spends a night, it seems as if she's, like, always helping us with something. And it's not like we do it on purpose, but she doesn't mind it, too, because we always have so much fun. But she ended up helping us with this huge organizing project for one of my mom's clients, because she does organizing as well, since my mom loves organizing. and we were just helping her out, and we did all kinds of stuff, and stayed up super late organizing and getting everything straight. But it was, you know, lots of fun, so I love that. And I just got to spend time with my best friend because I hadn't seen her, in a few weeks. And also at NOCA, in Culinary Arts, we actually have been talking all about nutrition. So we've been talking just about how to make dishes healthier, like how to make recipes healthier, about like cholesterol and, you know, all these different things. So like the whole chapter is about nutrition. And we also were talking about the food industry, like how there's a lot of, like a lot of people make poor choices because they, you know, they can't afford it. And there's just different things like that. So we decided to watch Food Inc., like Food Incorporated, Food Inc. And it's a documentary all, you know, about the culinary industry, like about the process, like of, you know, getting from like the chicken to what they're giving you, or the, you know, the vegetables to where they are and things. So we watched and we had really great discussion about everything. So that was really nice. And we also made St. Joseph altar, like the bread, like the dough, and made different shapes for the St. Joseph altar. So someone came in and actually taught us how to make that. So that was really cool. I made a crab shape of the, like with the Italian. Really, it was, you know, time consuming. It took me almost the whole class to make it, but it looked really awesome. And I also made like braid for the altar, and other people made like octopus and an octopus and like fish and palm leaves and all different kinds of things, staff, cross, everything. But it was all fun. Let's take a go while we take a quick break. Hey, I'm Kid Chef Aliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Bookworm is a show for the reader and those that should probably be reading a little more. We'll tackle the classics, the bestsellers, and the brand new works that you won't be able to put down. Your host will be combing the pages of them all and letting you know what needs to be in your personal library and what might be better reading for the bathroom. Tune into Bookworm, airing Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. We promise that listening will be just like delving into a good book.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
What about the world concerns you? Is it future success? Is it world issues? Are you just looking to change the world in general? Tune in to What Up World? It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, or what you look like. Everyone is entitled to the same chance for success. Follow your dreams. Move forward. Make a difference. Tune into What Up World every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Figure Out This Food. I have a game on my Facebook page called Figure Out This Food. I post a close-up of a food item, and the first three guesses get a shout-out here. Congratulations to Patricia Mira, Sokun Chow, and Roberto Katakaru for guessing papaya. Let's talk about papaya. Papaya plants are actually giant herbs. The plants can actually grow 6 to 10 feet in about a year, and papayas are actually berries. The black seeds in papaya are edible and have a spicy, peppery taste. Papaya seeds and leaves have been used for medicinal purposes in tropical cultures. One serving of papaya will give you all the vitamins you need for one day. Hawaii and Florida are the only states that grow papaya. It's snacktivity time. Here, I give you fun, easy, breezy snack ideas. Today's snacktivity is apple crescents. Now, this is an easy and delicious snack that's perfect for after school. Ingredients: 1 apple, 1/4 of a cup of peanut butter, and 1/4 of a cup of granola. Directions: cut apple into wedges. Spread peanut butter on one side of the apple wedge. Press peanut butter aside into granola. Share with some friends and enjoy. Hey, young chefs. You're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Aliana, and it's time for Creative Cuisine. This is a recipe for Romilly Newman's Cassio e Pepe. Ingredients: 5 tablespoons of unsalted butter, 1 1/2 teaspoons of fresh cracked black pepper, 1 lemon zested, 1/4 of a chopped fresh curly parsley, 1/4 cup of grated pecorino, 1/2 cup of grated parmesan, 1 pound of spaghetti, and coarse salt, preferably Maldon. Directions. Boil salted water in a large pot and add pasta. In a mid-sized pan on medium heat, add 4 tablespoons of butter and pepper. Cook for about 1 minute or until toasted, but not brown. Reserve 1/2 cup of pasta water and add it into the butter mixture. Cook for another minute. Once al dente, add pasta into butter and pepper mixture along with the last tablespoon of butter, lemon zest, parsley, and cheese. Toss on low heat until the pasta is coated and everything's combined. If it's too thick, add a little more pasta water, tablespoons at a time. Garnish with chopped parsley, a little lemon zest, salt, and pepper. Enjoy! It's time for Kitchen Craft. Here's a fun kitchen-related craft. Today's Kitchen Craft is how to make coffee filter butterflies. Now, I know I've done this before, but I decided to do this craft again because it's one of my favorites for spring. Supplies: 1 paper plate, 2 coffee filters, 2 clothespins or doll pins, water-based markers, spray bottle of water, adhesive magnets optional, and googly eyes optional. Step 1. Flatten a coffee filter on top of a paper plate and create a design using water-based colored markers. Step 2. Using a spray bottle, spray the entire coffee filter with water, being sure to spray evenly and thoroughly. It will allow the ink to spread, creating a tie-dye effect. Step 3. Flatten another coffee filter. Using the second coffee filter as a blotter, press it firmly on top of the colored coffee filter. The excess moisture and color will be absorbed into the second coffee filter. Step 4. Gather the coffee filters in the middle, creating accordion pleats to make wings. Pinching the pleats tightly, open a clothespin and wedge the wings as far back as possible. If you're working with small children, you may want to help with this step. The clothespins can unexpectedly snap shut if not held firmly. Feel free to color the body of the butterfly and glue on googly eyes. You can also add an adhesive magnet to the bottom to make a butterfly fridge magnet. The instructions, along with photos, are on my website for this week's episode on KidChefEliana.com. Don't forget to connect with me on Twitter and Facebook. I'm at KidChefEliana on Twitter and Eliana Cooks fan page on Facebook. Be sure to hit that like button. I like you, and I hope you like me too. If you're listening to the show on iTunes, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the show. The more reviews we get, the more young chefs we can reach. And remember, my Parents' Choice Approved award-winning cookbook and a Latino Book Award winner, Cool Kids Cook Louisiana, and my newest cookbook, Cool Kids Cook Fresh and Fit, are available at any online book retailer. Now, as I was talking about earlier, in culinary, we're talking all about nutrition. So, the day after we watched Food Inc. and had a great discussion about the whole food system and everything, we decided the whole week we would dedicate to doing all nutritious healthy meals. So the next day we actually were talking about how a lot of kids and people love chicken nuggets, but they always think they love fast food chicken nuggets rather than real chicken nuggets with chicken breast meat. You know, you can tear apart and it almost looks like strands, of meat because of the chicken breast. And we decided to make a healthier version of chicken nuggets and then also a side dish that we would decide as a group of three. So we, of course, baked the chicken nuggets, and as a class, we decided we would do different types of chicken nuggets so we can see which ones tasted better. So we did one that was super duper healthy that they did dredged in whole wheat flour, did an egg wash but with just egg whites, and then dredged it again in whole wheat flour, and that was it. And then they just baked it in the oven, and then we did a moderately healthy chicken nugget, which was my group, and we dredged it in whole wheat flour in the beginning and end, but we did we used an egg wash, a whole egg with just a little bit of milk, so it was still healthy but just moderately healthy, And we sauteed it first in the pan to give it like a nice crispy and brown outside, and then we finished it off in the oven and baked it. And then the other team, they did just regular all-purpose flour with egg wash, and they baked it. And we actually, I don't know, we liked them all, but I think we liked the ones that were the really healthy ones the best, or at least most of us did. Some people like the ones with just all-purpose flour the best, but I actually like the really super-duper healthy ones the best, which is kind of weird, but I did. It was really, really tasty and delicious. And then as a side, one team made kale chips, the other team made onion rings healthy, but it didn't work out. But, you know, they learned from their mistakes that onion rings, you can't really bake them. It just didn't really turn out that great. and then my team, we did a version of, like, mashed potatoes. So instead of, like, how people do mashed sweet potatoes, we did mashed butternut squash and made it taste kind of like sweet potato with, like, cinnamon, nutmeg, and some honey. And it was just really delicious. So that was awesome. And then the next day after that, we did an individual group project, or actually the next day we did St. Joseph Ultra Cookies. And then the day after that, we did an individual project, like where we had to, we pretty much walked into class, and the chef instructor just said, so you have a customer that walks into your restaurant who's a pescatarian, and you have to cook him a dish for them. And then they're just like, okay, go make a dish. And you also have to have two other dietary restrictions other than being pescatarian. And it has to be healthy. So we're just like, okay. So everybody just gets to work. And I have actually never cooked mussels before. But we had mussels in the walk-in fridge. And I decided to make that since I don't, you know, I get to really do shellfish at home, you know, since my mom is allergic. So my dietary restrictions, I did pescatarian, lactose intolerant, and then a nut allergy. And I made a brown rice paella with mussels, and it was really, really tasty, and it came out super delicious. I was really surprised, especially for it being my first time making mussels. And other people did mussels or fish, different things, just used what we had. But it all turned out really, really great, so I was really happy about that. Well, that's all for this week. I leave you with this quote from Teddy Roosevelt. Believe you can, and you're halfway there. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Kid Chef Eliana with Cool Kids Cook. This show is produced by KidStar and Voice America Kids. Up next, a track from the KidStar album of the month, KidStar. We empower kids. Bon appetit. I'll see you next week.
It's time to turn off the oven and close the refrigerator for this week. But be sure to join Kid Chef Eliana for another edition of Cool Kids Cook next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Have a delicious week and keep cooking.
My name is Lindsay Marie from Bookworm. Now from the KidStar Album of the Month, here is the Whiz Pops and their song, Octopus.
Well, I'm an octopus with eight arms on my body, which would come in handy if I practice karate. But I don't practice karate because I'm an invertebrate. I'm spineless, but I've got ink, and I don't mind squirting it, yeah. When I eat, I use my beak and build them up with my saliva. I suck them down, each one I found, it helps me stay alive. I'm an octopus and I'm a funky cephalopod. If I lose an arm, I'll grow it back right where it was on my body. My pigment cells are there to change my skin with camouflage. But more it comes, I'm elusive as a mirage, yeah. Swimming through the sea.
swimming through the water, just a cephalopod. Swimming through the sea, I'm an octopus. Swimming through the water, just a cephalopod. Swimming through the sea.
That was the Whiz Pops from the Kidstar album of the month.